Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. It's August with a few more weeks of summery weather, and if you're lucky, that might mean some slow, lazy days off, maybe some time at the beach or a few afternoons on the porch with a good book. So that's what we're going to talk about right now. Great summer reads that can make this brief summer season feel a little more relaxing, or depending on your literary preferences, maybe a bit more adventurous, maybe even educational. Joining us with some recommendations on what to read are two people who spend a lot of time thinking about what makes a good book. Alice Hoffman is a Boston-based writer and author of the novels The Dove Keepers and The Museum of Extraordinary Things, among others. Her new novel is called The Marriage of Opposites, and it's out this month. And Alice Hoffman, welcome back to Radio Boston. It's great to have you.
Hi, nice to be here.
Also with us is Shuchi Saraswat. She's the book buyer for the Brookline Booksmith. And Shuchi, great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we'd love to hear your suggestions for great summer reads as well. Fiction, nonfiction, books by New England authors, young adult books, graphic novels, whatever it is, tweet it to us right now, and we'll try to work some of your suggestions into this conversation as well. We're at Radio Boston, so tweet us your suggestions. And Alice and Shuchi, I have your reading list in front of me, and we're going to go through it. But before we do and hear the recommendations, I'd love to get your perspectives on what makes a great summer read. Alice, let me start with you. How do you think about reading in the summer?
Well, it's the time when I read. Usually I don't have time to read. So for me, my vacation is all about reading. And I want to read books that are fun or books that transport me to a different world and kind of escapist reads or reads about a life that I know nothing about. For me, that's what I'm looking for.
That sounds nice. Shuchi, what about you?
I guess for me, I want a book that's really absorbing. I am reading a lot all the time, and the summer is actually the time where I get to spend a lot of time outside. And so I want a book that I can take with me and that I can, you know, read a few pages and it really stays with me and is very, very compelling that I feel I can pick back up and kind of dip in and out of. So I kind of like slimmer but very, very powerful books with a very strong voice or strong ideas or strong plot.
All right. Well, let's start with some of your recommendations. And let's start in our own backyard, so to speak, with recommendations for books by New England authors or books that are set in New England. We like those local connections here on Radio Boston. So, Shuchi, let's start with you. One of your picks, it's a book of short stories called Almost Famous Women. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is by a short story writer, Megan Mayhew Bergman. And it's about these women who are in the shadow of someone more famous. For example, Edna St. Vincent Millay's sister or James Joyce's daughter. And she imagines them as these really complex, compelling women, and they have these very strong voices. It's a really fun collection of stories, and Megan's a great short story writer. She's gotten a couple of short stories published in the Best American Short Stories, and she's done a couple of readings at the store. I think this is a really fun short story collection, especially for someone who's kind of new to short stories.
All right. Almost Famous Women by Megan Mayhew. And by the way, we're going to... Megan Mayhew Bergman.
That's right.
And by the way, we're going to put this this list of recommendations at radioboston.org. So listeners, you can check that out there. Alice, I want to hear about the book you've put on top of your list, your favorite of the year, which is Euphoria, right? By the Maine-based author Lily King. And I've heard great things about this book.
I have to say it is my favorite novel this year. And I tend to be partial to New England writers anyway, especially fiction writers. This book is about, it's a fictionalization of the life of Margaret Mead. And it's really a fascinating love story. It's an adventure story. I think it's a complete knockout. It was a New York Times bestseller. It was a winner of the Kirkus Prize. It won the New England Book Award for Fiction, and it was a finalist for the National Book Critics Award. So people love this book, and it's a historical novel set in the 1930s. And it tracks these three anthropologists and their work life and also their love life. It's really wonderful.
I've got to say, this has been on top of my list for a while. My wife read this book earlier in the summer and just raved about it. So it's top of my list as well. So that's Euphoria by author Lily King. Shuchi, let me come back to you. Another New England read on your list is Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng, who we had actually on the show for our holiday book segment in September. So tell us about this book.
So this book is about a girl who goes missing, a high school girl who goes missing and is later found dead in the town lake. It's set in a very small Ohio town in the 1970s. And Lydia, the girl whose body is found, is Asian American. Her father is the child of Chinese immigrants and her mother is white. So it's an interesting mix. You know, it's a story that's almost a mystery because you don't know what happened to Lydia and you find out pieces as you go through, as you get further in the book. But it also looks at the pressures of being part of an interracial family and interracial mm-hmm. relationship, especially of that time. But, you know, there's a lot of issues that have kind of are part of this time, too. So,
and Alice, come back. I want to come back to you. Mm-hmm. Another book on your list is The Arsonist by Sue Miller. We had her on our show last summer. I actually started The Arsonist over this winter, but I think I was derailed because, as you said, summer is a great time to read books, and sometimes I start books in the winter, and I just don't get through them. But it had a great start. I've got to get back to it.
Yeah, I love Sue Miller. She's a wonderful, amazing writer, and she's been a New England writer her whole writing life. This is the summer book, I think. It's about a summer community. It's a perfect summer read, and it's really about who belongs in a summer community and who doesn't, and the lines that are drawn between the people who are there year-round and the people who just come to visit, who are wealthier, more educated maybe. But there are all these lines that are being drawn. And then in this book, fires begin to be set in the summer people's houses. It's really emotional, powerful. It's a mystery. But Sue's writing is so clean and pure. It's really, really a wonderful read.
Well, this is a great recommendation, and you're urging me to get back to it and finish it. So I'm going to make a recommendation, a book by a New England author here. This is by historian David McCullough, and it's actually his biography of the Wright brothers called The Wright Brothers, as you can probably guess. So it tells the story of Wilbur and Orville Wright. You learn about their it's such an amazing story when you read about these guys, two bicycle mechanics from Ohio with no college education who basically invented modern flight. You know, they cracked the riddle that Leonardo da Vinci couldn't solve. So here's David McCullough speaking on our show about the Wright brothers back in May.
It isn't just that they invented the first flying machine, but they learned to fly it and did so at huge risk to themselves. Anytime either one went up, he knew that there was a good chance he could be killed. Nothing seemed to discourage them to the point where they gave up. Nothing.
So that's David McCullough talking about his latest book, The Wright Brothers, which I strongly recommend. It's a great read. So let's go beyond New England now and talk about some great fiction reads. And I want to ask you both a question about this and well, Alice, I think you sort of answered it, but, you know, I want to sort of why fiction seems to be such a good fit for summer.
Oh, I think summer's the time you can do whatever you want to. And yeah. I think with fiction, you feel like you can pick up into a completely different life. And one of the books that I really loved is called How to Build a Girl by Caitlin Moran, which is, I felt like she was kind of the female Roddy Doyle. It's very funny, very dark humor about rock and roll and sex and just a wonderful, wonderful summer read.
Well, that sounds great. How to Build a Girl by Caitlin Moran. Shuchi, you have a novel on your list called The Hired Man by Aminata Forna. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this novel is a novel that really feels like summer. It is set in the summer in a small country town in Croatia. And an English woman and her two children move into a house for the summer to renovate it so that they can sell it. And they hire a local man next door to help them fix the house. This novel is told from the point of view of the local, and you find out as he's telling the story that he's got this really complex history with that particular house. You find out a lot about the Civil War that had happened in that area. And, you know, again, through the memories, that's kind of where the story is. So it ends up reading like this thriller, all this information that you're not getting in this kind of nice summer, similar to, I think, what you were saying about The Arsonist. All this information you're not finding from the perspective of a vacationer, you find out so much more about this town and kind of the horrible atrocities that went through through this local man.
Listeners, we're talking about great summer reads. We're with Alice Hoffman. She's a Boston-based writer, and Shuchi Saraswat. She's the book buyer from the Brookline Booksmith. And we'd love your suggestions as well on Twitter at Radio Boston. I'm going to read a couple right now. Here's Jess Scribner, who Muse on Twitter. He recommends The Shepherd's Life by James Rebanks, and from the New York Times calls it a captivating new book about his family's small sheep farm in England. It's also a book about community and roots, continuity and roots, and a sense of belonging. Mary on Twitter is recommending Night of the Furies, a Boston noir by J.M. Taylor. And here's the blurb from Amazon.com. In the late 1930s, Rico DiGiacomo ruled all of East Boston until he was brutally murdered by his own lieutenant, Brix Mancini. That sounds pretty good.
It does.
All right, what's next on your list? Alice, let me come back to you.
Well, I just, you know, I think summer is also a time to be with kids and to be with your family. So I'm actually spending my vacation with an 11 and a 12-year-old.
Oh, nice.
And so it made me think of the books that I loved the best at that time, and they were the magic books of Edward Eger. He was a Connecticut writer. He was a lyricist and a dramatist, and he began writing children's books. I still think the summer that you read Edward Eger when you're 11 or 12 is the most memorable summer.
Wow.
And it starts with
I've never read Edward Eger.
You have to do it this summer.
I'm even though I'm well past my 12th year, I'll dive right into it.
Well, I find most people are still 12 years old inside. So, and the best one of all, just start with Half Magic.
Half Magic by Edward Eger. Okay, yeah. Great suggestion. Especially, it sounds like, if you're spending part of the summer or all the summer with kids. Shuchi, what's next on your list?
So, you know, a lot of people like to read the classics over the summer, and I have never read The Stranger by Camus. And so there's a new book out that is taking one of the characters in The Stranger, the character who ends up getting killed. He's called the Arab in The Stranger. And it's actually looking at that character who's not given a name and giving him a name. The book is called The Meursault Investigation, and it's told from the point of view of the Arab's brother, and it gives him an identity. So they're both, you know, The Stranger is a very, very short novel, and so is The Meursault Investigation, but it's a really contemporary look on this classic story that many kids are required to read. And, you know, is often talked about as a summer book.
So. All right. Well, that sounds great. A couple more suggestions from our folks on Twitter. Danielle tweets us The Martian by Andy Weir. The story follows an American astronaut as he becomes stranded alone on Mars and must improvise in order to survive. That sounds exciting. And Bernadette tweets The Boston Girl by Anita Diamond from her site. It says it's a novel about family ties and values told through the eyes of a young Jewish woman growing up in Boston in the early 20th century. That also sounds like a great recommendation. So keep those coming. You can also, by the way, post them at radioboston.org, where we're going to put our list. I want to move on to sort of an idea that we came up with, surprises, underappreciated books of the summer. Alice,
I have a novel that I just really, really loved. It's, you know, they say it's a young adult book, but I don't believe that, although I think a young adult could read it. It's called The Book of Lainey, and it's written by a local author. Her name is Mivanwi Collins. Interesting name, but it's a beautiful psychological novel. Mm. And it addresses violence, and it addresses violence of school shootings, but told from the point of view of the sister of one of the shooters. And it is chilling and beautiful and wonderful. And it's just so nice to discover, for me, it was so nice to discover this new writer who I think has a big career ahead of her.
That sounds great. Shuchi, what about you? Surprises or an underappreciated book?
I loved The Argonauts by Maggie Nelson. That is a nonfiction book. And Maggie Nelson is a poet by training, and she writes a lot of memoir. And she writes in these kind of very short, beautiful bursts, these very short sections where she incorporates a lot of what other writers have said on certain subjects. This particular book is about her relationship with her gender-fluid partner and about having a child with her gender-fluid partner and kind of what that means. You know, they end up getting married, and so what is it like to have a conventional, to want to be part of this conventional institution when you have a very unconventional relationship? She's a wonderful writer, and I highly recommend this book in particular. Mm.
Well, I have a book that sort of took me by surprise this summer. It's one of those books that I sort of didn't love it as I was reading it, but it sort of stuck with me, and I found myself sort of being affected by it in an interesting way. It's called Hausfrau by Jill Alexander Esbaum, and it tells the story of Anna Benz. She's an expat living with her Swiss husband outside of Zurich and her kids. She feels sort of suffocated by Swiss culture, starts having a series of affairs, and ends up kind of losing herself and blurring her own moral lines. It's sort of a complex and interesting book, but also a really good portrait of sort of alienation in a foreign culture that I found quite affecting. So that's Hausfrau. So we have about a minute left. Alice, what books are you going to bring on vacation this summer?
Oh, well, you know, I have a huge pile of books.
And you still carry huge piles, or do you put them onto a Kindle?
No, I don't use a Kindle, yeah. I have to say. I like books. I like books as an artifact. I have nothing against Kindle, but I think you can put more books in it, but I just have no interest in it myself. I want to read Toni Morrison's new novel, which I've been dying to read. Mm-hmm. And I also want to read a wonderful writer named Megan Marshall, who's written about the Peabody sisters. It's a very big biography, a triple biography, mm-hmm. and I really want to read that during my vacation as well.
All right. Shuchi, what about you?
Well, I started earlier this year the My Struggle books by Carl Ove Knausgård. He's a Norwegian writer, and I'm up to book three, so I think I might take book three, which is pretty big. I might take that with me on vacation.
All right. Well, that's Shuchi Saraswat. She's the book buyer for the Brookline Booksmith, talking about summer reads. Shuchi, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Alice Hoffman is a Boston-based writer. Her new book is called The Marriage of Opposites, and she'll be reading from it tonight at the Harvard Bookstore in Cambridge and next month at Newtonville Books. There's more information about those events at radioboston.org. Alice, always a pleasure. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, stay with us. Coming up, Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans will be here to take your calls and talk about policing in Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.